Texte numéro 85. SpaceX's resilience lifts four astronauts into new era of space flight. Sunday's launch of four astronauts to the International Space Station in a capsule built by SpaceX was a momentous step toward making space travel commonplace and mundane. In the future, instead of relying on government-operated spacecraft, NASA astronauts and anyone else with enough money can buy a ticket on a commercial rocket. This is truly a commercial launch vehicle, Jim Bridenstine, the NASA administrator, said during a post-launch news conference, and we're grateful to our partners at SpaceX for providing it. Phil McAllister, director of spaceflight development at NASA, said, "For the first time in history, there is a commercial capability from a private sector entity to safely and reliably transport people to space." When Mr. Victor Glover arrives, he will become the first black astronaut to serve as a member of the station's crew in the 20-some years that people have been living aboard the International Space Station. Other black astronauts have previously been aboard the space station, but they were there for briefer stays during space shuttle missions that helped assemble the orbiting outpost. When asked about his thoughts on making history, Mr. Glover modestly nodded to the significance. "It is something to be celebrated once we accomplish it, and I am honoured to be in this position and to be part of this great and experienced crew," he said. "And I look forward to getting up there and doing my best to make sure, you know, we are worthy of all that work that's been put into setting up for this mission. This mission is still ahead of me, so let's get there, and I'll talk to you after I get on board." They will be doing what astronauts have been doing for the past two decades on the space station: overseeing scientific experiments, performing maintenance tasks, talking to students on the ground. The astronauts, for example, would be collecting their own biological samples to help scientists on the ground study how dietary changes affect the body. The astronauts will also be growing radishes, the latest experiment to explore whether food can be grown in space. They will also test whether fungi can break apart asteroid rock and help extract useful metals, a scientific prelude to extraterrestrial mining operations and a follow-up to a similar successful experiment that used bacteria. A couple of companies have announced that they are buying flights to take wealthy private citizens for out-of-this-world vacations. One company, Axiom Space, will take three tourists to the space station, perhaps as soon as late 2021. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2020.